Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Have you ever wanted to venture into the vast landscape of Domino's mind?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, neither have we. But we're still going beyond the goatee.
All right, very important date in American history. Chad, play the sounder and let me know if you know what it is.
The Ramblin' Wreck makes its debut at historic Grant Field.
My friend, that is a steam train. That is the 1869, we put the last spike. It was called the Golden Spike for a second, but the last spike in, as we actually created a railroad travel across America. It really is one of the most important things ever. California was like a foreign country for all intents and purposes, and so was every other place across the West.
My nephew lives in Rhode Island, and my brother moved back to Ohio. He took a train from Ohio up to New England to go see my nephew. This was like 2 weeks ago. I said, what year do you think this is?
Did he enjoy it? Did you ask if he had a good time?
He said he did.
I mean, do you know there's booze now? They have cars with food and booze. And
yeah, but it's like 13 hours. You got to have a lot of time to kill.
Yeah. What's your brother doing? With all due respect, what's he doing?
Not doing much.
Did you see the video? I saw this the other day on Twitter making the rounds. It was this guy somewhere out west, and he basically came up with this vehicle, and he travels on all, like, the abandoned railroad tracks throughout the Wild West area.
That I did not know.
Yeah, it's a pretty fascinating video to see. It looks like a good time, unless you make the wrong turn and you're on an active train track.
Yeah.
Because if it just runs out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Those things don't stop right away.
So it was completed in 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad. It was two rail companies. It was three that were involved, but two really to say, okay, I've got this. You're building that. Where do we meet? Last spike goes in. But here's why it's important. By 1880, they guesstimated that over $50 million worth of goods made their way to places that they never would have been, which means startup towns and everything else. So the growth of America, absolutely. Nobody thinks about it anymore.
Well,
but the railroad was truly.
You still need the railroad. Obviously, you still see trains every place.
Yeah, in terms
crossings,
of rail.
They exist for a reason, but not for travel, per se.
Right. Now, and the can I also tell you, if you wanted to go covered wagon across, it would cost $1,000 per person. $1,000. Train made it not only faster, but it made it easier.
We had a huge rail yard
to move people out.
Where I grew up, just outside of my neighborhood. In fact, the local high school, Collinwood, their nickname is still the Railroaders.
Oh, there you go. Sean, do you know what happened on this date in 1940? Another immensely, I might guess, one of the sort of top five outlier moments in the 20th century.
Yes, I mean, the remote control for the television.
Winston Churchill succeeds Neville Chamberlain as a British prime minister, which, of course, changes the fate of all of us. As we like to say, we'd be doing the show in German, and that would be bad because neither one of us speak German.
I think Sean heard changes, and he thought remote. So I see where he was going.
1982, WABC Radio. Why would this be a big day in 1980? And that's the station I grew up on, WABC. WNEW News.
Not WNBC.
No, WABC. They played its last record, John Lennon's Imagine, and switches to an all-talk format. You got to understand, pop, 60s, 70s, WABC was the biggest station in New York City. And they said, yeah, it's over. John Lennon's Imagine, boom, all-talk format on this date, 1982.
So after Imagine, some guy came on and said, fire the head coach of the Yankees or the
Giants.
That's
sports talk. This was just all kinds of talk.
Because it was new, so they thought the Yankees had a coach, not a manager.
Oh, there was probably a lot of mistakes.
A lot of crossover.
A lot of confusion. They stumbled into the talk
Who's
format.
Who's the coach now of the Yankees? He's a manager. I know what he is.
What record are we playing next? We're not doing that anymore. My God. We stop with the records.
Is there an easier job than being an FM DJ back in the heyday?
No.
You did nothing. I'd queue up records, tell a wacky joke, record a phone call on the air as I gave away an album. And then I'd get high, really high. Really high. I get the good stuff.
I was on the way to the gas station yesterday. I had one of the local FMs on and music station. And I heard something had gone terribly wrong in the control room. And I was listening to, I'm assuming the DJ, having a phone conversation with somebody. And all I keep hearing is, why can't I hear? What's going on? I can't hear the radio station.
Hot
they
mic.
Were on for a good 5 minutes. I,
hot mic.
I was totally enthralled by it.
And it's only one button. You know better than us.
No, it's a, I know exactly what happened. She couldn't hear the station because she turned her mic on in the studio and it cuts the feed out. So I'm listening to this one knowing button. Exactly what is going on, just having the time of my life.
All right. Have you ever seen...
Why can't I hear the station? Because your microphone's on. That's why.
And do people even know the number to a radio station to call somebody and let them know? Like, at least in the old days, oh, let me call the request line and let her know.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear her. There's no request line anymore.
Can you play something by Madonna and your mic's on?
You know, they don't even pretend anymore. They tried for a while when it was, let me let you in on it. It was all pre-recorded. It was all pre-recorded. Your request didn't matter.
No, I mean, a program would spit out what songs were going to be played. I mean, this
a week in advance.
Yeah, this goes back to the 90s. So if you were calling, like, I don't know, Star 94 back then, and asking to hear Avril Lavigne, it didn't matter.
Well, you know what they did, though? Those Slick Willies over there? They would take your, yeah, you know what? We're going to do that for you, Jamie. Here it is.
What's your favorite substation?
Star 94.
They don't even give out those numbers. They don't even exist anymore, hotline numbers. Call in, request a song. All right, Kurt Cobain. His Smells Like Teen Spirit guitar is going up for auction. They believe it will go for over $1 million.
Did
now,
you see that picture that was making the rounds yesterday? It was on, I can't even remember, might have been Super 70 Sports, might have been something else. It was Barkley with the three members of Nirvana.
No, that's tremendous.
When he was hosting SNL.
That's tremendous.
And they all have different expressions on their
face. That's tremendous. I have not seen that. I do want to see it. It was a Fender Mustang, 1969. He played it up until his death. It was the one that was on the...
Unplugged?
Well, to record Smells Like Teen Spirit. So that's the one. He didn't play it a lot. It didn't break it out in public. But you know who owns it? Jim Irsay, and Jim Irsay selling it and giving all the money to charity.
Put the lights down. This is dangerous.
I can name that tune.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
I can name that tune.
I don't.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I don't know why I did that, but it's saved.
All right. So Jim Irsay is kicking the stigma mental health awareness campaign, and Jim Irsay is donating the guitar. Did you hear about this guy? His name is Ken Griffin. You won't know him. He's a billionaire. He's a hedge fund guy. He paid $8 million to fly to space with Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, but he's giving the trip to a teacher. So he's not even doing it himself. So he's giving the trip to a teacher for an educational purpose so the teacher can then go talk about it.
Now, that's a nice
tremendous.
Story. That's a nice story.
Did you say that into a hot mic or just...
Derek said something, our producer, under our ear.
Some people do those things for positive... public relations media.
I don't know who the guy is. So you think that this was all a work?
He's a hedge fund manager. He also bought the Constitution last year when a bunch of people were trying to do it. Yeah, okay. It's more for PR than being a nice
guy. So he wants us to be talking about it.
Exactly.
That's why he's doing this.
But it is
he fell right into his trap, Derek. That's what
he's
did.
Giving it to a New York school teacher, correct?
Yeah, I read it was for a teacher, yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to, hey, Jim Irsay's doing a nice thing.
Listen,
Ken Griffin's doing a nice thing.
You can't please everybody.
No. You know who Andy Warhol is? Have you ever seen his silkscreen paintings?
Uh-huh.
I don't really understand any of this.
Me either. I don't understand anything about it.
One of them just sold for $195 million in Marilyn Monroe. I can't figure this out.
Didn't he, like, put out, like, paintings of a Campbell's soup can
and
people paid a lot of money? Yeah. Oh, wow, that's great art. No, it's not.
Okay, so he made five of these.
A seventh grader could do.
He made five of these silkscreens.
The one artist that listens to us is now going to go off on us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
At the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. I apologize. You're right. I don't understand it.
Right. You just don't answer on Twitter and we'll be okay. He did five of these in all different colors. It's silkscreen. So somebody came over, a photographer, and said, hey, Andy, can I shoot your five Marilyn Monroes? He said, yeah, of course. Pow, 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 pow. Four bullets into four of them. The photographer shot them. One of them survived. The one that survived, $195 million. The first one was sold in 1967 for $5,000. It just went for $195 million. I can't figure it out for the life of me.
You're old enough to remember, like, when Studio 54 was around.
Yes.
I was too young.
Yes.
But... I mean,
and I lived fairly close in Staten Island.
So at that point, in New York City, I mean, literally, it was like the aforementioned Wild Wild West.
No,
I mean,
there were no Sodom rules. And Gomorrah. There were no rules. It was Caligula.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was.
I mean, you could poop on the street and nobody was going to say anything to you.
There's a scene in a movie that just recently came out where a guy is doing just that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it was do whatever you want.
Among other things that we can't mention, the decorum prohibits it at this time.
$195 million for a silkscreen painting. God bless. All right, hit the other one because we got a new movie coming out soon.
Mr. Wick is gone.
I can't wait.
How far can he get?
You think he's
he
gone?
Takes care of the garden.
John Wick.
He takes care of the bad. Few things in this world operate like that. Fair and square.
You know McShane? You know the...
Ian McShane?
Yeah. The fact that he's in it alone, then you get Lawrence Fishburne and you get the John Wick character. Keanu Reeves said, yeah, we're going to make him suffer a little bit more. That's the greatest thing about John Wick. He needs to suffer. I don't even know how he could suffer more. The guy's been thrown off of buildings. He's been shot. He's had to fight people that wanted to kill him in a place that they're not supposed to want to kill him. It's an incredible to me. It's an incredible movie. The next one's coming out, and I can't wait.
The show Ian McShane was on, Deadwood?
Yeah.
He played the heavy on Deadwood.
Yes.
And he starts yelling at everybody when they're playing cards. Somebody cut the cheese.
Yes, that is correct.
I don't know. It surprises me that every time we would play that drop back at Radio Korea, you would be doubled over laughing.
I know. Because you know why? Because he's such a good actor. That's not a hack doing a fart joke.
Right.
That's Ian McShane, who doesn't work enough. Thank God another John Wick movie is coming out.
Right.
So we get to see more Ian McShane. So that's going to happen. The reason I bring it up, Christian Bale. There's a website that I found. I rabbit holed. Do you know what movie role he played Batman? And everybody said, oh, Christian Bale. Do you know what movie he wanted and didn't get? He wanted to play DiCaprio's part in Titanic, and it was real close. But Cameron said he didn't want two English actors or people with an accent playing Americans, Kate Winslet and Bale.
Never mind.
What?
But he's not going to use... What's the difference?
I don't know. That's what James Cameron said. So then what did I start to do? Do you know what role Matt Dillon almost had? Butch, the Bruce Willis role in Pulp Fiction.
That doesn't seem
Michael
right.
Madsen. You know what he was supposed to play? The role that Travolta got. But he was...
Now that I can
Vincent,
see.
He was Vincent Vega. Remember?
They were brothers. That's
and
the
then
whole
it's
crossover.
Vic Vega.
Right.
So they changed it. He thought originally in Pulp Fiction he was going to bring Vincent Vega back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to have Vincent Vega. He was going to have it be Madsen's character again. He didn't do that. Mickey Rourke was going to play the Bruce Willis role. He had his boxing career. True story. Christopher Reeve was offered the part. In Philadelphia, the Tom Hanks part. So I started to go through all these crazy things. Ken Norton was set 2 days later to play Apollo Creed. 2 days before it was started to film, Ken Norton pulled out.
I never knew that.
All right, last one. Not him. Please tell me not him.
It was the book my father used to read to me when I was sick, and I used to read it to your father. And today I'm going to read it to you.
Is it got any sports in it?
Are you kidding? Fencing, fighting, torture, revenge, giants, monsters, chases, escapes, true love, miracles.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Princess Diaries, Peter Falk reading to Fred Savage.
Fred Savage. You know, he just got taken off Wonder Years and all that. And they're like, yeah, he's not a nice guy. Fred Savage.
What would you do if I
kind of painful.
Now, you didn't like this show.
No, it's not that I didn't like it. Wasn't for me.
It sounds like that's the same thing.
I understood it.
I loved it.
I
loved it.
I think it was very good at what it was portraying. The father who just wants, I got to work, please leave me alone, but he loves his kids. Has a hard time expressing it. A little bit of overprotective mom. The older brother who's the bully. A kid who's literally hitting adolescence with Danica McKellar. Mm-hmm. I know the whole show. They did it well. They tried to bring it back, and Fred Savage was like directing and producing. They pulled him out of it. I guess he's not a good guy.
Savage. I don't know. I'm sure that
multiple times he's been accused of stuff on sets.
Right.
Being like a tyrant and just a screamer and...
Do you know who I am? I'm Fred Savage. Without me, there is no Wonder Years.
Do you agree?
Now do it the way I told you to do it. Action.
Princess Bride is not a good movie. It's a great movie. That opening, Peter Falk... He's explaining what the book has in it. That scene right there.
Well, that's
is
another
incredible.
One of those movies. It was our Twitter question of the day yesterday. What's perfectly cast? I mean, that movie's perfectly cast.
When he walks in the room and you see it's Peter Falk and he's handing a book and a kid is going, a book? That's not a present. Of course it's a present.
Wallace Shawn? Inconceivable.
Great. Andre the Giant, just getting him. Yeah. Mandy Patinkin.
Everybody.
That movie
Christopher Guest.
That movie is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. But Fred Savage, he can't, yeah, I don't even know what he does next. It hurts me a little bit.
You did not expect this.
No. And on my list of things that I didn't expect in Hollywood.
And I did not expect you to be hurt by Fred Savage and his reputation going in the tank.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.